Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everyone. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we get Real Gone, a trio of songs with the word gone in the title. Beth Riley has a killer track from the Beach Boys, and her surf's up, Beth's Beach Boys break. We've got a tsunami in the forecast, two songs that feature special guest guitarist Dick Dale from Davy Allen and the Arrows, and Keith Moon from The Who fame, and we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James Jukebox to hear our selection of the week. As always, we'll pack the hour with as many great tunes as we can squeeze in from the B. Christopher Band, Green Reflectors, Bob Irwin and the Pluto Walkers, the Tremolo Beer Guts, Lord Huron, Mike Brookville, the Surf Raiders, Daryl Higham, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a brand new track from Black Ball Bandits, coming to us from Southern California with a title cut from their latest Double Crown Records release, The Cursed Island, on Catching a Wave.
This is B. Christopher from the B. Christopher Band, and you're listening to That Rad Ho Dad Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Thank you.
That's the B. Christopher Band from the album Surfing with a Vintage Lady. And the tune Our Pets' Heads Are Falling Off. You heard a snippet from Dumb and Dumber that inspired that title, too. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a 1989 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, but this was from 1964, when this artist was only 13 years old. He performed this song in the movie Muscle Beach Party with a guy we'll hear as special guests on a couple of tracks later, Dick Dale. The answer, and of course the song coming up later in the show. Up next, the latest from Lord Huron from the album Long Lost. This is mine forever.
If you ever wanna see my face again, I wanna know.
We're having a heat wave going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Cat Burglar Cut Up by Green Reflectors from the EP Volume 3. We hear they have something new in the works, so can't wait for that. We also heard Mike Brookfield in the mix with the title cut to his latest, Hey Kiddo. Up next, a trio of tunes with the word gun in the title, The Explorers Club. McKinley James and starting us off with a song originally done by the Everly Brothers. A popular cover was done by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss in 2007, but this version from a band famous for many hit songs, including Wipeout, from their album Hit City 65 from 1965. It's the Safaris and Gone, Gone, Gone.
I hope you're best love that I've ever had. But I can't take it anymore.
Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
This is one of your songs I've been singing so long. It's the sound that I hear when the day disappears.
wrapping up a trio of tunes with Gone in the title, The Explorers Club from their 2016 release Together, and Before I'm Gone. McKinley James in the mix there too from his 2021 Still Standing By EP, and Clear Skies Since You've Been Gone. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a 1989 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, but this song is from 1964 when he was only 13 years old. He performed this song in the movie Muscle Beach Party with a guy we'll hear as special guest on a couple of tracks coming up later, Dick Dale. It's the B-side to the single Sad Boy. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up and down,
it's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This is a song written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. It was released on their 1980 album, Keepin' the Summer Alive. The single reached number 83 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Beach Boy Bruce Johnston was the producer of this one, as well as being on vocals and Fender Rhodes electric piano. Of course, it also has Al, Brian, Carl, Dennis, and Mike too, but it also features musicians such as Steve Ross, Bill House, Brian Garofalo, John Hobbs, Scott Matthews, Steve Foreman, Steve Douglas, Joel Peskin, Dick Hyde, Chuck Finley, Bob Alcivar, and Steve Desper. Let's catch the party wave with Going On. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard a great rocker from the Surf Raiders from 1984. Sounds just as fresh now. That's the tune Bangalore from the album On the Beach from their very own Surf Wax Records. Up next, a couple of songs with an odd connection. They come from the same year, same record company, and on albums with the same titles and virtually the same cover. Not sure how this happened. From 1963 on Delphi Records, from the album Surfer's Pajama Party, we have the Bruce Johnson Band and the tune Last Night, also from 1963 on Delphi Records, and also from the album titled Surfer's Pajama Party, it's the Centurions and Intoxica.
Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys, and we're all jamming with the ever so handsome James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley with her Catching a Wave Action News weather forecast. Quick look on our radar, we've got a high-pressure heat wave moving through with 100% chance of hot rockin' music on the way. Taking a look at our extended forecast, the rest of the week is looking great too. Stay tuned for a tsunami coming up. Just don't forget your sunscreen, and whatever you do, don't wipe out. This has been your Action News forecast on Catching a Wave. Now back to the beach.
summer. I swim or fish or go for a drive. The whole wide world will come alive in summer. In summer. Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls. Certain look in their eye in summer. Oh, in summer. A true love for a summer affair. No one knows and nobody cares in summer. Oh, in summer. Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls.
Daryl Higham from his 2021 release Heatwave Mama and the tune In Summer, an album full of summer-themed tunes, which we love right here. Time now for a Toonami.
Two girls for every boy.
We get to play two in a row from an artist when a Toonami is in the forecast. This time we have two tunes that feature Dick Dale as guest guitarist from this artist's 1975 album, Two Sides of Keith Moon. It's the track Teenage Idol featuring Dick Dale on the surfy guitar. Now, Keith was a huge surf music fan, especially loved vocal bands like the Beach Boys and Jane and Dean, and of course Dick Dale, who he asked to play on this track. Starting us off, Davy Allen and the Arrows from their 1985 Aerodynamic album, The King of Fuzz Meets the King of Surf. They had Dick Dale on this track, Surf Trek. This is the Catching a Wave Toonami.
Thank you. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. Here's a great tune with some interesting connections. It's from a 1989 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, the same year as Dion, The Temptations, The Rolling Stones, and many others. But this was from 1964, when he was only 13 years old. He performed this song in the movie Muscle Beach Party with a guy that we heard earlier, Dick Dale. It's the B-side to his Sad Boy single. The song was written and produced by Dorsey Burnett, brother of Johnny Burnett. So they were part of the rock and roll trio, wrote tunes for Ricky Nelson, Glenn Campbell, and others. The artist at the time was known as Little Stevie Wonder. Eventually just went by Stevie Wonder. Here he is with Happy Street on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Street. Hey everyone, this is Bob Irwin of the Pluto Walkers and the Martian Denny Orchestra. You're listening to my good pal Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' and James Riley.
So
Austin, Texas. That's the Mellows. New single from them released July 16th, 2021. I'd Follow You. Also in the mix from the album You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut. It's Barfield's Gambit featuring Chris Barfield from bands such as Tommyknockers, the Headhunters, the Fuzz Tones, Ramonshires, Huntington Cads, and others. We also heard a track from Bob Irwin and the Pluto Walkers that was previously unreleased. They graciously sent it over to us for airplay, a cover of Man from U.N.C.L.E. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Email us at catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.